Good morning, everyone. Was our mic working? Pretty good? Camera working? Technology is working. Okay. One of the subjects that's been in the recent daily Master Course lessons is writing prayers to the devas, so I thought I'd say a few words about that this morning. There's a whole chapter on it in Living with Shiva, chapter 36, devoted to the subject. So it starts out, and I'd kind of forgotten that this was in there. Rudeva tells how the practice came to him. What he says is, the boon of communicating with the inner worlds through written prayers came to Gurudeva shortly after the Kadava Nataraja deity arrived at the monastery. And of course, that was in February of 1973. Seems like yesterday. February 1973. He explains that with this 6-foot-tall bronze image of the Lord of Dance came tens of thousands of devas. It was revealed to him that these devanic helpers, though unseen to the physical eyes, are skilled in the art of fulfilling prayers. How it was to be done was that written prayers could be offered into their hands through the sacred fire that burns perpetually at Lord Nataraja's holy feet. Kridiva continues the story by explaining that many of the prayers offered up through the sacred temple fire were soon answered, and in this way faith began to build among the devotees about this practice. He also emphasizes that prayers may only be sent to the Devaloka in a sanctified Havana Kunda where special arrangements have been made with the devas. Sometimes members write in and say, can we burn prayers here? Can we burn prayers there? And of course, the answer is no. It has to be in a very special place that's been designated and devas have been informed about. So how does this process work? It begins by writing the prayer and placing it in the temple fire. As the paper burns, the astral double of the prayer appears in the Devaloka. The prayer is then read by the devas who proceed to carry out the devotees' requests. These temple devas are fully dedicated to assist all who come through the temple doors with their emotional, mental, and physical problems. Gurudeva explains that it is well known that religious people have guardian devas or angels, helping them through their earthly experience. Those who worship in Hindu temples slowly gain acceptance into the devanic realms of the gods, and one or two of the devas often return with the devotee to his home. When this happens, the home immediately has within it the feeling of fullness. It is these guardian devas, Gurudeva explains, who are the first to receive the devotee's written prayers when they are transferred to the Devaloka through the sacred fire. They read each prayer carefully. If they cannot immediately respond, the prayer is given to a waiting dispatcher along with some advice about the individual or the family from their guardian deva. The dispatcher carries the prayer along with the guardian deva's advice to the group of devanic helpers who can best fulfill the request. Gurudeva goes on to explain that after the prayer has been read and understood by each one in this group of devas, it enters their inner minds. When this happens, the solution, karmically proper, is revealed to all. One or several of the devas is then seen to vanish from the group on their way through inner space to execute the request. Because earth time and astral time are different, the entire process takes about 3 earth days from the time the prayer is offered until the time that it is fulfilled. That is why you need to plan at least 3 days ahead when writing prayers to the devas. So that's an important point. You have to plan ahead 3 days. You don't want to be sending in a prayer today about something that's happening tomorrow. You're not giving enough notice. Gurudeva explains that before the gods and devas can respond to your request, this is quite interesting, they must examine a timeline extending 99 years into the past and 99 years into the future. Sounds pretty good. Then they divide the possible decisions into 9 groups to choose their course of helpfulness to your karmic pattern. The duty is not to alter time or experience or to manipulate karmas, but to assist you in going through your natural karmas and to mitigate, nullify, and soften the effects of karmas of the past, that touch you in the present, whether they be good, mixed, or bad. Therefore, it is also important to delineate your state of mind as you write your prayer. Gurudeva mentions that you can also send prayers to loved ones. Your guardian Deva will hand the prayer to the loved ones, relatives, or close friends. Through such prayers, many devotees who are feeling badly about their behavior patterns toward a departed member of their family apologize for misdeeds performed during their relative's earthly life. This next one is very interesting. Gurudeva also explains about sending prayers to your departed guru. He says that souls who have attained mukti, freedom from rebirth, but who are not yet ready to enter into higher planes where they will no longer be involved with or communicate with those in earth consciousness, also receive messages from their devotees on earth. They are staying in touch with their devotees, Gurudeva explains, for the purpose of helping their devotees to attain their highest potential in this lifetime. So that gives us a nice sense of how to look at what Gurudeva is doing, staying in touch with us all and helping us attain our highest potential in this lifetime. To some specifics, the astral image of each prayer that arrives in the Antara Loka is an exact duplicate of its physical plane counterpart, but not quite as clear. It's more like a carbon copy. So if the physical plane original is not clear, its astral counterpart will be even less clear. It will be blurred, like trying to read a letter without one's glasses. Even the astral counterparts of typewritten documents prepared in small type are difficult to read in inner worlds. Here are some specific guidelines for preparing the prayers. When writing by hand, always use black ink, never colored ink. Black translates to white or gray in the inner world where the prayer appears reversed. The paper that is white becomes black, and the letters that are black become white. If you use colored paper and colored ink, in writing your prayers, your words could be unreadable, even if you have used the chafe script. Colored paper appears dark, purplish blue in the inner world, somewhat like the ashes of burned paper, still intact but barely legible, ready to disintegrate at the first touch. Be sure to use well-rounded, clearly formed letters and to sign the paper and also include the date. Type documents on one side of the page only are acceptable and easily read in the inner world as long as the size of the type is not too small. Prayers can be in any language. Of course, you can also prepare them in the chafe bamboo looking script that Gurudeva created specifically for writing prayers for the devas. Devanic helpers often do know what a devotee needs, but they are admonished by the dharmic law that requires that they must be asked before steps toward fulfillment can be taken. In other words, they won't interfere. You have to ask for their help in order for them to help. Many guardian devas connected to the Sangha groups of devas are interplane gurus of karma, and when asked, they will fulfill their 9 steps quite willingly and abundantly. Clarity is essential for the devas to fulfill the petitions. To the lasting satisfaction of each devotee. I'm almost done. For complex issues, the explanations may need to be lengthy. Names and addresses of the various parties involved should be included. Along with your prayers, you can send typed documents, copies of contracts, to clarify the subject. In this way, you can make sure that the gods and the devas are aware of the details of your prayer and understand your need fully.